The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, Northern California. These are not the tones you were expecting to hear. Let me explain how my morning went. I had my phone turned off, so I didn't get the message that Carl Bott has been, as they say, laid low by the flu bug, apparently making the rounds. And so I came walking in this morning expecting life to be, nice and calm and everything, and boom! Guess what? You're the host. And normally, I'm a behind-the-scenes kind of guy, okay? I push the buttons. I twist the knobs. I, hit the keys. And here I am suddenly, oh, guess what? You're the host. Well, welcome to Free Fire Radio. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. And helping me with we have to be like the duck, placid on the surface, paddling like heck underneath. And Bob Martin's going to help me with that. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Yes, the B team and
killer bees without Brenda. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, and of course the KCNR chat pack is open at KCNR1460.com. Sign in, say hello. We got lots of friends popping in with us, and we'll get through this with your help. We've got all kinds of folks on tap today. We'll be hearing from a mobile veterinarian, and if you have ever needed to get a pet into a carrier and get them to the vet's office. I have a cat who it takes him like a week to recover from the experience. He just absolutely loses his mind. So it's a very traumatic experience for him. Well, there is now in town a veterinarian's office complete with x-rays and diagnostic equipment and even minor surgeries. They come to you, and we'll be talking about that. Also up this morning, we'll be talking to Wings of Angels. And 7:30, we've got Barbara Harrison with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. 8 o'clock, County Supervisor Leonard Modi is up. And sometime this morning, we expect to be hearing from Gary Cadd. He's going to be talking about the Climate Action Plan. So it is an absolutely packed morning here on Free Fire Radio. We're also sending out video live via livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. You can look into the madness and see the studio here this morning and see all the fun that we're having right now. And as soon as we get the Wells Fargo advisor up this morning, and I imagine that it is Josh Wiley.
You are brilliant to have figured that out. It is indeed Josh Wiley.
I have good ears. Hey, Josh, give us a clue. What is happening on Wall Street this morning?
Well, stock indexes are mixed as investors digest yesterday's bank stress test results and U.S. economic data. Currently, the Dow's up 35 points at 13,214, while the NASDAQ is up 9 at 3,049, and the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,398. Oil's down 21 cents at $106.50 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.35%. Gold's down $46.90 this morning at $1,647, while silver's down 72 cents at $32.86 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Microsoft's down a dime at $32.57, Verizon's up 9 cents at $39.56, while Coca-Cola is down 19 cents at $70.44. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, you will get the Wells Fargo Market Minute here on KCNR 1460. And coming up after this first break, we've got Heather Evans. And she's a mobile veterinarian, and she's going to talk about bringing the veterinary office to you. All that and so very much more coming up on the home of Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Bob Martin, take us out of here.
about customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
.712 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our lips are anything but sealed around here. I was struck speechless when I walked in the door. And if you're just joining us, Carl is out with the flu and last minute changeup. They went to the bullpen, accent on bull here, but we'll muddle through the show this morning. And Bob Martin very capably handling the controls this morning. Hey, in the studio, and I met this lady over the weekend and was totally impressed, Heather Evans. DVM. Do I have that correct?
You have it correct.
Bob, if I could have microphone over there, I'm glad that I'm not the only one that happens to. Go ahead, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
And DVM, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine?
That would be correct, yep.
How long does that take to get those initials after your name?
It's a four-year undergraduate degree followed by a four-year veterinary degree.
All righty. And tell us a little backstory first. You came to Reading. You explained it to me, and I saw your facility that I'm going to talk about. Give me a little of your backstory here.
Yeah, so I graduated in 1996 from Davis and came up here to work for Ken Haynes, who at the time had Hilltop Veterinary Hospital, and have actually been there for the last almost 16 years. We moved to Dana Park over behind Costco, and a pretty large hospital. And several years ago, I was interested in doing a mobile practice and decided to have a family first. And when this opportunity came back, I said, you know, I think Reading needs it. I think having a mobile veterinarian that can serve some of the people that really can't get out or that need the convenience is a great option for them. And when the opportunity came up, I took it.
So at the Home and Garden Show, I, not knowing you were going to be a guest on the show here, I saw this, what amounts to a Class C motorhome, and inside is a complete hospital. Is this a fairly new innovation?
It's not. LeBoit, which is a company in Ohio, has been building these trucks for several years, and they build them from the ground up for veterinarians as well as blood mobiles or concierge doctors. So they have a pretty big market, but there are mobile veterinarians in these trucks all over the country, and there's actually a couple different companies that make the hospitals.
So I understand, because I have a cat that just goes absolutely berserk when I try to get him into a carrier and then put him in a car, because the motor just makes him crazy. What are some other good reasons to have you make a house call instead of taking their pet to a conventional practice?
I think a lot of it is convenience, whether it's convenience for the animal or whether it's convenience for the client. So kitties are a huge issue. They don't like being in the car. They don't like being in their carrier. They don't like being around barking dogs. They don't like the stress of the hospital, but they need to be seen. And so if I come to their house, That's great. I keep everything quiet, and the kitties are so much more comfortable. I also see clients that have difficulty getting out of their home, whether it's the elderly, people with multiple pets. It's actually less expensive for me to come to them and treat their animals because we can park in one spot, or neighbors that get together and all come together. I see really large dogs that's difficult for them to travel or get in the car. The regular people that, hey, it's really convenient for me to show up. I am a full-service hospital. I can do just about anything inside the truck. And so they can sit at home and do their taxes and do their laundry or do whatever. I show up, we get things done, and so it's really a time saver for the owners.
How big an area do you cover with your practice here?
My regular area is Redding, Shasta Lake, the Anderson area, but I've traveled as far as Cottonwood. I've been up to Fawndale. I also, next week, I'm going to be again in Happy Valley. I'm actually going to be out in Whitmore next Wednesday for a family that has quite a few kitties that we're going to see all together because it's such a stressful travel trip for them to come all the way down to Redding. So if people call me, they can always ask. Distance isn't necessarily, it obviously costs a little bit more for me to go a little bit farther, but I'm trying to help and serve the people that need to be served out there.
Well, gas ain't cheap, and that thing ain't exactly got the best mileage in the world, but all that into consideration, on average, a person in, say, the immediate Tri-City area here, what's it going to cost them to have you come out?
So it's $40 for the house call fee, and so that's the travel fee for me to get out there. And an exam is $42. So if you have one pet, it's $82, and then we go from there. So whatever needs to be done diagnostically, or if it's just the exam, I do have medications. I have other things that we can do. If somebody is local within that Tri-City area and has three or more animals, then there's no charge for the travel fee. And so it's just the exams and whatever we do.
Obviously, you have maintenance, things like that. How's your overhead compared to a brick-and-mortar practice?
It's less. I have two employees, so I have two technicians, Jennifer and Stephanie, who I've known for years and worked with for a long time. As opposed to a larger hospital, I'm not keeping animals in the hospital. I actually still work at Dana Park one day a week, and so if I have a really ill animal, I can transport them either to that hospital or to another hospital of the person's choice. So I don't have the overhead of maintaining a 24-hour facility that has to stay open, but at the same time, I have all the other equipment that I can use.
We're going to go ahead and take a break here. If you have questions for Heather Evans, general questions, or maybe, let's not get too specific because we're not doing diagnostics by radio here. That can be kind of tough here. But if you have questions for our guest, veterinarian Heather Evans, give us a call, 605-4567. You are listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside, outside home improvement projects. Your original home and garden expo March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all the things beautiful at the home and garden expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original home and garden expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive only show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, supporting local businesses, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Cookies and Yogurt next to Rayleigh's on Hartnell Avenue, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The substitute guest hosts, Bob Belongi, along with Bob Martin.
Little cat scratch fever.
Yes, I hear that. Very, very good. Hey, in our let me tell you, first of all, you want to stop by Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They serve Reading and the surrounding areas. At Crown Motors Reading, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in the vehicles they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. That's Crown Motors, one of our many fine sponsors that we have here on Free Fire Radio. And we'll try to get caught up and give a little love to our sponsors. By the way, I almost forgot. Bob, pull up the weather and read it off real quick here, if you would. I know I'm catching you flat-footed, aren't I? I'm a terribly unfair person. Now you know what it feels like to work for Carl every morning when he fires stuff off at me. You don't have the weather up handy? You buried it in that stack of paper, didn't you?
It's okay. I've usually handed it off to Linda by this time, but that's okay. I have it memorized. Rain likely this morning, mainly after 11 o'clock. We're starting out with a 60% chance of precip today, increasing to 90% tonight, and 100% tomorrow night, and Friday. Could conceivably rain all the way through the weekend, in fact, in the extended forecast. We should see a high of 53 today, a low of 46 tonight, a high of 56 tomorrow, and the gusty winds are coming back tomorrow, so they say, 20-mile-an-hour gusts on Thursday. And currently it's pretty much where it's been all morning, 47 degrees in downtown Reading, some light rain falling.
And it's also 47 out at the Reading Municipal Airport, where the Veterans History Museum is located. They ask us to mention them every once in a while. Great place if you haven't been there yet. Our guest this morning, Heather Evans, the at-home mobile veterinary clinic. And Heather, we've been talking about why you got into this practice, things like that. And what are the most common things you see up here in the Reading area? And I go berserk every summer when I see that some idiot has left their animal in a closed car. I just lose my mind.
Yeah, luckily people have been pretty aware of that more recently, and so it doesn't happen as often. But not even just a closed car. I mean, we'll have dogs, that, especially the short-nosed dogs that are out in somebody's backyard or have been put in a garage. It gets so warm here in the summertime that it can be a big issue just to have those animals in your backyard. They can overheat and actually have heat stroke, not even being put in the car. In the summertime, I would say by far what we see mostly is skin problems, allergies, flea issues, foxtails. Foxtails are those lovely little stickers that we're all pretty familiar with.
Yeah, yeah.
Starting in about, depending on the weather, this year might be a little bit earlier, usually May. Sometimes late April, the foxtails start to get dry and they end up in lots of different places in our pets. And taking those out or trying to help the pets get over this is a big issue and stuff that we deal with in the summertime.
How's the rabies situation here in Shasta County? We're getting it under control. It was a big problem a few years back.
Yeah, the last numbers that I heard, and you know, we've had issues in the past with the bat population locally having some endemic rabies. From what I've heard up here, more so in Chico, but not as much up here, the skunks definitely can be an issue for us. As far as in our pet animals, because we have the required rabies vaccine in dogs, most of the time we don't have our pet animals contracting or getting exposed to rabies because people have been pretty diligent about getting them vaccinated.
With times being what they are, you seeing more people who are kind of skipping on vaccinations for their pets and other needed care?
We do. Unfortunately, yeah, the economy has affected everybody. And so we're kind of more of our disposable income is what we use for our pets and our friends at home. And so people have to be wise and use their money that they have available to them wisely. The nice thing is that vaccines and vaccine protocols have been changing over the years. So they've done some studies to see how long vaccines actually last and work in animals. And so the days of yearly vaccines for every animal all the time really have gone by the wayside. And so we can individually choose the vaccines that the animals need based on their exposure, based on potentially what they may need at the given time and the given age to really help people to cater that as opposed to blanket vaccination.
I guess most veterinary care is reactive. In other words, there is a problem and you're expected to deal with it. Are some people undertaking, I guess, preventive care? Is that starting to become?
We do. Yeah. And yearly vaccines and yearly exams especially are definitely a way that we can do that. Diet is huge. I also do Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and herbs. And so there's a lot that we can see in Chinese medicine earlier than potentially Western medicine recognizes. And so there are some things that we can try to do, cater to your specific pet underlying constitution to try to keep them healthy and prevent them from getting their illnesses later on in life.
I'm trying to picture doing acupuncture on one of my cats without getting punctured yourself. How does that work?
Kitties actually do pretty well. We use a minimal number of needles usually, which we do in dogs as well, but we don't plan on sticking them 20 different times. The nice part about acupuncture is the needle's different. So it's not like they're getting an injection. Those are hollow core needles that they hurt a lot more. Acupuncture needles really don't have the same sting in most of the places that we put them that our regular needles do. So I do kitties. Actually, kitties, renal failure kitties, respond really well. I've had appetite issues in kitties, arthritic problems in cats. They respond really well to acupuncture. And once the animals figure out that acupuncture doesn't hurt and they get this endorphin release and they feel better, usually after a couple treatments, they come in, even the dogs, and they're pretty happy. They know that they're going to feel better when we finish.
I think one of the most personally heartbreaking experience I've had, I've lost several cats to feline leukemia. Are we getting a handle on keeping that from happening?
I definitely think we are. There's still pockets in this area that we see it, much more so. There has been a vaccine, I think it was developed in maybe 87, I believe, a leukemia vaccine that is pretty effective. And so vaccinated cats do very well to try to prevent themselves. We see a peak of leukemia in really, really young cats and potentially in much, much older cats. But really, it's the young kitties and the young kittens. So the recommendation now is to actually vaccinate kittens because we don't know if they're going to go outside, to vaccinate kittens for leukemia, even if they're going to maintain as indoor kitties. That's the local recommendation for the AAFP or the Feline Practitioners Association.
All right. What has been, and we got a call coming in. We're going to find out what's up with that.
Wrong number.
Oh, okay. they heard the host and said, okay, nothing to see here, folks.
I'm out of here.
What's been your most unusual case, if you will? What's most any really unusual varmints?
Certainly. Because at Hilltop and Dana Park, we've done worked with Shasta Wildlife. We've definitely had some very interesting wildlife that we've worked on and helped the rescuers try to deal with. So bald eagles, a beaver one year, many years ago, that is gigantic. I never realized beavers were as big as they are.
Oh, yeah, they're big beavers.
River otters, the baby deer are just like the cutest thing. We try, you know, to really encourage people not to collect baby deer.
All right. Well, yeah, indeed. And, you know, we could go on like this for another hour. We're going to have you back, Heather, because this is just some fascinating stuff. Our guest this morning on this segment has been Heather Evans, At Home Mobile Veterinary Clinic. Real quick, how do they get hold of you? Your number, please.
Telephone number is 524-7336, and we're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5.
Free Fire Radio, and we'll be back.
More straight ahead here at the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day with the market searching for direction. This just a day after stocks posted their biggest gains of the year. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow up by some 24 points. February import prices came in lower than expected. According to the Labor Department, last month's increase of 0.4% was fueled by higher petroleum costs. January's data was also revised lower to a flat reading. On the flip side, export prices rose more than expected with a gain of 0.4%. And Goldman Sachs Executive Director Greg Smith resigns in a very public way through an op-ed piece published today in the New York Times. After nearly 12 years, Smith criticized the firm, saying it was, quote, toxic and destructive, unquote. Smith was also the manager of Goldman's derivatives business in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality Auto Repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Surprise.
Normally that would be the case. Carl and Linda Bott would normally be here, or at least Carl, on a Thursday. But unfortunately, the flu bug has dropped him like a rock, and I'm expecting my turn to come along any day. And Bob Martin, you're on the backside of the flu bug, aren't you?
Getting better, yes. Recovering.
It is.
Hopefully Carl will be back on a Thursday, because this is Wednesday.
Did I say Thursday?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. See, I came in and I just got absolutely... I'm off by a day. You walk in and say, oh, guess what? You're the host this morning. What? That's what I get for not checking my voicemail. 7:35 here on Free Fire Radio. Bob Belongi in for Carl Bott this morning. Linda is at home taking care of Carl, and we wish him a speedy recovery, because I don't know how much audience share I'm losing here with my babbling, but we'll soldier on through. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's is what you'll find inside Tobacco and Brew. They also have the largest walk-in humidor in the North State, while the state allows it to exist. But go on down there and enjoy it. They're open 7 days a week, 7 to 7. They are your local coffee shop, and the sweeties down there will take good care of you. That is Tobacco and Brew, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, with us in studio right now, we've got Lynn Fitz, who has numerous initials that come after her name. And Lynn's been known around town for quite a while, for quite many years, and she appears over on station KLXR every Saturdays. Lynn, you can speak. This is radio. We're okay.
I don't have to nod my head.
You don't have to nod. That works better for the video business.
It's good to be here, Bob. Thanks for inviting me in.
Well, tell me about what are you up to these days, and then we can go into this drumming circle thing.
Well, as many of the listeners know, I do the Saturday 8 a.m. time slot, Enjoy Exceptional Living, which is a partnership with Enjoy Magazine, KLXR 1230 AM radio, and myself, a private practice psychotherapist. We celebrated our first year last September, and it's a weekly program, and I enjoy doing that. But I also, by day, I'm a psychotherapist in private practice. And my office is in that beautiful Victorian building at the corner of Butte and Oregon Street, where the spa shops is.
Mm.
And we are this Sunday holding a very special event there. It's called the Sacred Drumming Circle. And that's a drumming circle I've been doing for, well, probably about a year and a half also with that. And I want to invite listeners, and it doesn't matter your age and it doesn't matter your skill level, you are invited to come to the Sacred Drumming Circle this Sunday, which is March 18th from 6:30 to 7:30. It's 1 hour. And the way I describe it is, drum to the rhythm of life and the heartbeat of nature.
Well, I guess ever since some proto-human thumped on a hide and said, hey, that's a cool noise, drumming is found in just about every culture. What to you is, even in this day and age, what to you is the essence, the energy, what do people get out of drumming?
Well, specifically, it's an opportunity to really, as I describe it, discover their inner drummer. Because it's likened to our own heartbeat is like a drum. Mm-hmm. And so in the drumming practice of this group, our intention is to connect to ourself and to be able to find that rhythm within us and express it through the drum. So I describe it as attunement, and healing takes place through drumming.
So, one of our themes is I just want to bang on the drum all day. So it can be celebration, it can be solemn. What takes place in a sacred drumming circle?
Well, usually I begin with Native American smudging, which is lighting sage, mm-hmm. and allowing that fragrance very lightly because of people having respiratory issues. Lighting that and kind of centering, moving into stillness and quiet. And then I lead the group with some rhythm, and everyone joins. And so it's a process of really every individual finding their own rhythm and then coming into community to join through that sharing of rhythm. So it's very, very powerful. I've had individuals, someone that joined us about 2 months ago said she experienced healing and recognized that for her, she was not only going to this group, but there's other groups in town, that she was really pursuing this type of attunement.
Okay, so this is going to be taking place at the Spa Shops building on Oregon Street. How do your neighbors feel about that?
It'll be that beautiful building. It contains all the sounds within the structure and the practitioners there, the massage therapist, the nail, all of them that are there. The other 9 businesses in the spa shop won't be there on Sunday evening, so that's why I picked that time frame. And it's in the upper room of the spa shop, and it's a beautiful space. If people have not been to the spa shops, there are a number of practitioners there that do massage, that do nails, that do facials, and it really is a very therapeutic environment.
Well, now that I think about it, usually if you walk down the street there, there's a Union Pacific locomotive about 100 yards away, 24/7 going, tuk, 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 tuk. So that, I guess it's going to be no big deal then.
You know, I think for those of us that are there on a regular basis, I think we've actually tune that out. But it is pretty impressive sound coming through there. And it's part of that connection, I think, to our history as well as our contemporary culture to have the train there. It has a number of people that have offices there talk about the romantic sound of the train, mm-hmm. even though it can be pervasive at times. Yeah.
So it's down there near the Reading Post Office, and
yes.
Just give people that. The big empty UP lot is
yes.
right across from you.
Correct.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Our guest is Lynn Fitz, a licensed marriage and family therapist. And we're going to also be talking about we'll throw up the phones. Maybe you've got some questions for her about the drumming circle or other things relating to her practice. Or maybe you just want to bring up a whole other topic entirely. That's what we're about here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 741, and we'll be back.
Come discover firsthand what it takes to be part of the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury Open House is this Thursday at 5:30 in the Shasta County Library next to Reading City Hall. Come learn from a Superior Court judge and former members of the Grand Jury why this is possibly the most important volunteer opportunity you could hope for.
Serving on the Grand Jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
The Grand Jury is the public's watchdog.
If you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community, can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, come to the open house 5:30 Thursday in the library next to Reading City Hall. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
A call from a police agency. Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Very appropriately enough, banging on the drum all day. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But right now, you're listening to KCNR 1460, this portion of the program brought to you by North Valley Bank. They were honored at the Reading Chamber of Commerce Chamboree event as Business of the Year. You know, the bank was chosen in part due to the large number of employee volunteers. They participate in community events and nonprofit organizations on committees and boards of directors, as well as the bank's monetary contributions to our communities. Check them out, North Valley Bank. And let's take a quick look at the weather.
Yes, sir, Bob. We have rain likely. It should start up pretty intensely after 11 o'clock or so this morning. We're seeing a 60% chance of precip today, increasing to 90% tonight, 100% Thursday night and Friday, then 70% on Friday night and Saturday. Possibly wet all the way through the weekend for Reading and vicinity. And the gusty winds returning tomorrow, 20-mile-an-hour gusts forecast for Thursday. We'll see highs of 53 today and 56 tomorrow with an overnight low in between of 46, and it's currently 48 degrees amidst light rain in downtown Reading. Weather, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And, of course, Anselmo Vineyards, a place where you can check out AnselmoVineyards.com and get information on tickets to meet and greet and possibly have dinner with Ann Coulter. If you want more information on that, go to AnselmoVineyards.com. An excellent place if you've never been out there for lunch or dinner on Thursdays, which is tomorrow. I know that now. You can go out there and get that wood oven fired pizza. Everybody who has had it has told me it is worth the trip out there. It's not that far out of town, only 12 miles out on Highway 44. Take the Inwood exit for Anselmo Vineyards. In studio right now, Lynn Fitz, licensed marriage and family therapist. She's been talking about the Sacred Drumming Circle. But Lynn, I wanted to hold you over a little bit because we've got a lot of issues here in Shasta County. And I imagine that unfortunately, you're a person who, don't take this the wrong way, frankly, I'd like to see you looking for a different job.
Yeah,
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
So what's the big issues right now with families? Are we really taking a hit?
Well, you know, with economics, it's been very challenging, unemployment, which drives up the stress level. And not that all families that are under a great deal of stress suffer from domestic violence, but domestic violence is prevalent. And that's why we have here in Reading the Shasta Family Justice Center, Women's Refuge is part of that, also the Crime Victims Assistance Center, and practitioners like myself, we work with families and individuals that are dealing with the stresses of the economics that we face today. Not only the domestic violence, but really the challenge of looking for work and being able to provide for the family, and it creates depression and anxiety. And so we're really busy, you might say. And it would be nice to be unemployed, not to have those issues. But also, another thought to keep in mind is psychotherapy is also about prevention, wellness. So if you're not suffering from anxiety and depression, one of the things I work with specifically, and that's why I have the radio show with Enjoy Magazine that talks about Enjoy Exceptional Living, I work with people trying to help them discover their life purpose and to be able to have the career and lifestyle that really resonates with who they are at a very authentic level, at a soul level, so that they're really moving in the area of what I describe as exceptional living. So there's not only treatment for what's going on as far as a disorder or stress, but also looking at prevention and wellness.
I have, through the years and my time as reporting and things like that, constantly had to do stories about the status of Shasta County mental health and the shamefully low level of care we are giving to people who absolutely need it. All we seem to be able to do is, when things finally go completely off the rails, is lock them up after the damage is done. Is there any light at the end of this particular tunnel?
It's a very challenging scenario, and because of economics, many of the programs that used to be available and a lot of the facilities and programs that really supported low income are no longer there. And, for instance, if you're in a mental health crisis, we refer clients to the emergency rooms in Shasta County. And the closest treatment center is Enloe or further south. And so it's a very challenging scenario. And while we have some resources here in Shasta County, like Help Incorporated, that is a crisis line for people between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., you have a national line after hours. And so it's very, very challenging. Many of the services that we used to have are no longer available.
And, of course, the state of California, in its terribly infinite wisdom, has decided to bless us with any number of low-level parolees, many of whom are also facing their own mental issues. They come back here with less than $300 and they're out on the street. They are basically outcasts because they're felons, and there's nothing here to support them. And on top of that, we have returning veterans who the system is dumping out from under. Do you do any veteran services?
Predominantly, the Veterans Administration over off of Hartnell facilitates that because it's a federal government-based funded program. But occasionally, I have people that come to me through my private practice, and it's interesting because as a EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapist, it's the leading form of treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. And not only veterans have that, but individuals that have experienced a car wreck or a significant death or whatever, anything that's life-threatening. And so our veterans that are returning, many of them have post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. And it really needs to be treated so that they can return. Sometimes the thought is it's a life condition and there's no real, you manage it versus treat it. Mm-hmm. And so EMDR really addresses the treatment aspect and can free people from the effects of flashbacks, depression, anxiety.
Our guest this morning, Lynn Fitz, licensed marriage and family therapist, and also going to be leading up the Sacred Drumming Circle. That's happening Sunday, March the 18th. 6:30 to 7:30. And Lynn, how can they get hold of you real quick?
They can go to the website if they want information on the location, which is lynnfritz.com. That's LynnFritz. Or they can call me at 243-8862. That's 530-243-8862. We'd love to see you there.
KCNR 1460 Free Fire Media. We'll be back.
Feeling lucky? Up for an adventure? Come spend your St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino, where Elements Restaurant is offering a Guinness Braised Fresh Corned Beef and Cabbage Special from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. only $13.95. Plus $5 free slot play to play your favorite machine. Where better than Wind River Casino to grab a bite to eat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day tournament on Saturday, March 17th? Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. Ask about our re-buy-in and buy-in bonus. Reserve your seat today at the River's Edge. So grab a St. Patty's Day meal in Elements Restaurant and pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day Poker Tournament on Saturday, March 17th at 11 a.m. Don't stop there. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, you can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino. For all the details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. 5 minutes before 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460. If you're just joining us, you may notice that this is not your usual host. Fear not. Carl will be back tomorrow. He's made of stern stuff. He's been under fire, literally. A little thing like a flu virus isn't going to put him down for more than a day or so. I think it was Linda's insistence. He was probably ready to marine up and come on down here, and Linda said, "You want to bet?" So that's my theory. Anyway.
I think it was the humidor thing that put him over the edge.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms in Redding. You want to talk about some quality folks over there. They are providing friendly service to the Northern California area with over 50 years of combined experience. It's more than just a place to go in there and buy a gun. And I'll tell you what, when 6 o'clock rolls around, they don't just boot you out. They're going to stay with you and make sure that you make the right purchase for your needs. They've got ammunition, accessories, reloading supplies, cleaning supplies, knives, optics, holsters, repairs, and of course a full line of products from Ruger, Remington, Springfield, Sig, Thompson, Center, Weatherby, Browning, Smith & Wesson. In other words, and of course, they offer a wide array of classes such as Hunter's Education and Concealed Carry classes. Join the revolution, Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. And right now, what you've got going on here, like I said, Carl and Linda are out for the day, and Bob Martin, who I would normally be bouncing ideas off of in order for me not to just have to sit here and talk to myself, is on the phone. We got lots of rings, but nobody wants to talk to us. Is that how it is, Bob?
People calling in on the business line to find out.
Are they complaining?
They're asking, where's Carl?
Oh, no, okay.
That was Santos that called in.
That was Santos.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
concerned. In the studio, okay, Carl is going to be just fine, okay? He had a flu bug, and I imagine it was strongly suggested that he take the day off. I hope that we're at least managing to fill in somewhat adequately. In the studio right now, our new salesperson, Lisa, and, you know, I'm going to sound like an idiot here because I can't remember your last name. I can barely remember my last name. What are you talking about?
That's why I just...
She goes by Lisa B.
That's why I just go by Lisa B. Bearden's sometimes hard to say, so Lisa B works great.
All right. Lisa, when it comes to wanting to get the word out about KCNR in our community, our family community, and maybe joining our lineup of people who support this station and keep us on the air, you're the one to talk. Well, you and Santos, of course, are the ones to talk to, right?
Most definitely. Most definitely. We're trying to get ourselves out there so that everyone can get a chance to come on in the box and talk with you guys.
So when you go out there and talk to potential clients, how many of them go, who?
No, there's a huge majority of people that I talk to know exactly what the station is about, and they definitely know Carl and Linda.
Well, that's a given, but I still run into people say, I didn't know they'd started a radio station, but the word is getting out, isn't it?
It definitely is, and when I come see you, the majority of the time I bring you a nice little cupcake as well.
Now, you're getting known for your cupcakes.
I am getting known for my cupcakes.
When what are the comments you're hearing? A little shameless self-promotion here. Work with me. What are the comments that you're getting from people about what is it about, you know, we're not the biggest, we don't have the largest radio footprint or any of that. Why do people seem to want to gravitate to this radio station when they have all these choices?
A lot of it is they really want to support local, and they understand buy local, stay local. And when they can, they want to go to the mom-and-pop stores. And, you know, people, from what I'm finding, listen to the station because they want to know exactly who in town is doing the local things. Yes, there's a lot of people that buy a franchise, but what does that mean? You know, it's going to be a lot more, you know, money later on. I mean, because you've got to do what they want you to do as well. So just because they own a franchise doesn't mean that they're not supporting and buying local with us.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You want to promote your business or your organization or whatever, contact Lisa B. here at KCNR 1460. She's going to set you up with some of the finest getting the word out tools that you can possibly ask for over the air, via the web, in all our multimedia endeavors here at KCNR 1460. Coming up on 8 o'clock and right after that, the Fox News at the top of the hour. We've got Gary Cadd talking about climate action plan. Hope we'll be getting a lot of calls and comments here at KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, more of Bob and Bob, and for Carl and Linda, not the bots this morning, straight ahead after Fox News at the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony, proclaiming
our alliance is essential
and that it's
rock solid.
President Obama has welcomed Britain's Prime Minister to the White House, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And on the South Lawn, the president talked of the commonality between the U.S. and the U.K., and then he tried to speak British.
David, we are chuffed to bits that you are here.
Prime Minister Cameron returned the humor by admitting he's a bit embarrassed to be standing just outside the White House.
To think that 200 years ago, my ancestors tried to burn this place down.
Both men are now in more serious talks on issues like Afghanistan, Syria, and Europe's economic troubles. They will hold a joint news conference in about an hour, Dave.
Rich, Defense Secretary Panetta is in Afghanistan, saying the big key is
whether we stay determined to achieve the goal of a secure and a stable Afghanistan.
His visit days after an American soldier is accused of going house to house, killing 16 Afghan villagers. In the Republican race for the White House,
the time is now for conservatives to pull together.
But even though Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich delivered a 1-2 punch to Mitt Romney in the South, Romney scored an overall victory yesterday. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Birmingham, Alabama.
Dave, despite those wins by Santorum here and in Mississippi and Newt Gingrich's close second, Mitt Romney still took delegates from the two states. Add those to his wins from the caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa, and Romney actually won more delegates last night than Santorum, giving him a delegate lead of more than 200 over him, his closest competitor. While Romney takes the day off, Santorum heads to Puerto Rico, where 23 delegates are up for grabs on Sunday. Dave?
Evan, the jury is deliberating in New Jersey now in the case of a former Rutgers student accused of spying on his roommate with a webcam and catching that roommate with an encounter and another man. Tyler Clementi then killed himself days later. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
The earth quaked in Japan today, twice. First, a magnitude 6.9 shakeup off the northern coast that did generate a small tsunami in the same areas devastated by last year's quake and tsunami. Then a smaller quake hit east of Tokyo, no reports of major damage. In Switzerland, a horrible bus crash in the Alps, 28 people are dead.
They were driving home from a skiing vacation when their bus smashed into a tunnel wall.
22 children, all about 12 years old, among the dead. At the school in Belgium, grief.
The other, the family, people of the neighborhood, friends, are here at the school.
Deputy Mayor of Lommel Town, Chris Verdict. No word why this bus crashed. The driver and the reserve driver both died. Belgium's military flying relatives to the crash site in Switzerland. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
They're still trying to get the lights back on in Boston's Back Bay. About 11,000 customers still without power from yesterday's electrical fire that knocked out the power to about 21,000. Some hotels were evacuated.
We're certainly concerned about safety and security in the affected area. This is a massive outage.
Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis, two subway stations still shut down. Some colleges canceled classes. We didn't have much of a winter. And today it's going to be in the 60s to 70s from Derry, New Hampshire to Des Moines, Iowa.
Record high temperatures are in Chicago's forecast, anywhere from 75 to 80 degrees. And spring doesn't officially start until next Tuesday. It has to do with the jet streams and cold air trapped over Canada. Dressed in shorts, trying to squeeze in a quick walk, one man laughs and says as the mercury soars.
And that's when I'll be in a jacket and slacks and at a sales meeting sitting inside and not enjoying the weather. So it'll be perfect. I hope my boss is listening.
The warm temps stretch from the plains to the East Coast. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Dallas Seavey is the big winner in the Alaska snow. The new Iditarod champion, the youngest musher to ever win the Alaska sled dog race. He's just 25 years old. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
And welcome back, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. If you're just joining us, Carl Bott has been afflicted by the flu virus, and there's a nasty, nasty norovirus making the rounds. A lot of people I know have been hit by it, and apparently if it gets a good hold of you, it'll pretty much drop you in your tracks. So we wish Carl a speedy recovery. Please get well soon, Carl. I walked in this morning and I said, "Oh, guess what? You're handling the show this morning." I had my phone turned off, so I didn't get the voicemail that was sent to me this morning. So I walked in here totally expecting Carl to be in his usual spot, reading the paper, you know, putting his show together. Morning, Carl. Morning, Bob. You know, kind of like the road, the sheepdog and coyote thing on the old cartoons, you know, morning, Fred. Morning, Ralph. No, I am doing the host thing along with the very capable Bob Martin, who will be getting us the Wells Fargo advisor up on the phone here briefly. But in the studio, we have with us none other than our man about town and local. I'm going to call you an activist, and sometimes that's a dirty word there, Gary, but you are an activist. And I'm, before we go into your topic, I'm going to ask you why. Why is, you know, you really sink a lot of energy. I mean, I don't think there's a city council meeting that you've missed. And why is this so important to you?
Well, you know, the thing with it is I find in government that governments don't seem to be representing the people. There seems to be governments seems to sometimes you wonder why they do some of the things that they do when they're not in our best interest. And when I retired from the oil field up in Alaska and married my wife and moved down here to Redding, I just decided to get involved. And this actually, I was thinking this morning, this is a full-time job with no pay is what it really boils down to, because I have been going to all the city council meetings. I see I've missed one since January of 07 on the city council meetings. And I'm going to more and more County Board of Supervisors meetings and standing up when I see things that maybe need to be changed or maybe a question needs to be answered or whatever. And then at the city council meeting on January the 18th of last year, Mr. Mull, the county resource director, went before the council, city council, and gave a presentation on the climate action plan. Mm-hmm. Well, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. So I've been working and digging and finding their information and studying online and gathering all kinds of information on the Climate Action Plan and the legislation within California that has brought this forward. And the more I get into it, the more it becomes a passion, I guess, when you deal. It'd be like somebody goes fishing or somebody goes snow skiing.
All righty. Well, we're going to come back to that, and we'll take your calls and questions on the Climate Action Plan and what are the implications for Shasta County. Right now, though, let's check out the implications on Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisor. This morning, it's Josh Wiley. Josh, what is happening on the street?
Well, stocks are looking to extend yesterday's rally following mostly positive results to the Federal Reserve Bank stress test. Currently, the Dow's up 15 points at 13,192, while the NASDAQ is up 1 at 3,040, and the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,394. Oil's down 11 cents at $106.60 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.35%. Gold's down $44 this morning at $1,650, while silver's down 61 cents at $32.97 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, 3M's down 16 cents at $88.91, Caterpillar's down $1.84 at $111.50, while ExxonMobil's down 29 cents at $86.57. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning here on Free Fire Radio, 710, 810, and 905. Got to come back with the weather. And before we get into the meat and taters of our main topic here, the Climate Action Plan, of course, Gary's real involved in all things political around here. He sat in on a debate Monday night of some folks trying out for Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. We're going to get his opinion on that. And your calls and comments all right here on Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a break. Miss a day, miss a lot. KCNR 1460.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside, outside home improvement projects. Your original home and garden expo March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all the things beautiful at the home and garden expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original home and garden expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive only show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo supporting local businesses March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Cookies and Yogurt next to Rayleigh's on Hartnell Avenue and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, the time is 8:12 on Free Fire Radio. Bob Belongi in for the temporarily ailing Carl Bott. He will be back tomorrow. Trust me, he's got to be back tomorrow. I don't know if I can do this 2 days in a row. I'm a button pusher by trade, and some would say on many levels that's true. Bob Martin is handling the controls this morning. What is the weather going to be there, Bob?
Good morning, Bob. Rain likely today. It should start up in earnest late this morning. Chance of precipitation starting out at 60% today, increasing to 90% tonight, 100% Thursday, Thursday night, and Friday, and then a 70% chance heading into the weekend, Friday night and Saturday. Could be raining all weekend long, conceivably. We'll see highs of 53 today, 56 tomorrow, and 57 on Friday with overnight lows in the mid-40s. And for good measure, some gusty winds tomorrow, 20-mile-an-hour winds returning on Thursday, 20-mile-an-hour gusts. And currently 49 degrees with light rain falling in downtown Reading. Weather, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, just go out 12 miles on Highway 44, take the Inwood exit, an incredible place. And later this month, it's where you're going to be able to go see Ann Coulter. Here, maybe get the book signed, and if you're really good, and you might be able to have dinner with Ann Coulter. Get the details at AnselmoVineyards.com. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. They've been with us all along here, and we do appreciate that. Hey, we've got in studio Gary Cadd. We do have a call holding, but I wanted to lay some groundwork first and answer a previous question. Gary, a caller or a listener on the chat room wanted to know what you thought about the candidates who are trying for Dianne Feinstein's seat, and the term "not a chance in hell" comes to mind. But how did the debate go?
Well, the debate went well. The only problem with it is I only remember one of the three fellows' names, and that was Oscar Braun. And the other two, I apologize. One's a doctor from the Bay Area, and the other fellow's a rabbi from Los Angeles. All three of them.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah.
Right. And all three of them had really good comments. They're conservative.
Yeah.
They come from the conservative side. So they all three would be a good mix to run against Feinstein. The only problem is called M-O-N-E-Y,
yeah,
to get the word out. But they were here last Monday night at the Tea Party meeting, and they spoke for roughly an hour in a debate set up, and then they went into individual breakouts where folks could talk to them individually. And they did a really good job. I was impressed with them. But I don't know if there's – depends upon what the money and the support situation is going to be for them to move against Feinstein.
Yeah, calling DiFi entrenched is a that would be putting it most mildly.
Yes, I think it would be. And I guess moving on now to the climate action plan.
Yep, and Indy Guy, we know you're on hold, and we're going to bring you in just a second here. But I wanted, Gary, first of all, kind of climate action plan sounds – well – what is it?
Well, first of all, let's start off in the climate action plan. The legislation is moving in this direction because the state of California is doing this. And it started off with our previous governor, Schwarzenegger, signing an executive order, which was S-3-05, which was in 05. And it basically states to reduce greenhouse gases to 80% below 1990 levels by 2050. So that's granted it's pushing it out there a ways 2050, but it's in marching now that we're going to start there. Then the next legislation was AB 32, the Warming Solutions Act in 2006, and that was to reduce greenhouse gases to 1990 levels by 2020. And the thing with it is, what were 1990 levels? Then moving forward, the local government roles under AB 32 is the state recommends 15% below current levels by 2020. I don't think they know what current levels are today. And then also demonstrate a trajectory toward 2050 target. It means they want to see something that we're moving in a direction to get to the 80% below by 2050. Then there's Senate Bill 375, SB 375, that was signed in 08, and that states State sets regional vehicle emissions target, and in Shasta County it's set to zero growth. Land use and transportation.
Wait, say that again.
That's zero growth. Most areas in the state are going like 10-15% below growth. All right, now what we're doing here in Shasta County is going zero growth because we're rural, as compared to L.A., San Francisco, San Jose, you know, the larger cities. So we don't have the congestion that they have in the larger cities. So we can go to zero growth. So per capita, as we grow per capita, there's zero growth. We don't have to cut down.
Okay,
because, you follow what I'm saying?
All right, all right. That, for a minute there, that had me real alarmed, like maybe they're going to put a population cap on us or something.
Well, in essence, it's either population, stop driving the cars. Transportation is 45% of our greenhouse gases here. So we need to back away from cars. And you'll see as we go through the presentation I'm going to try to get in this morning that there's a big push to get us out of our cars and walking, bicycles, and rapid transit. RABA would increase.
I'm sorry, when you use the word rapid transit, RABA is not the first thing that springs to mind. With all respect to the hardworking people there for this bus system, you're talking 2 hours to get from one side of Reading to the other.
That is exactly right, but they would increase transportation. Our transportation goals would increase. The time would come down because more people would be riding the transit system. This is what they're. I'll be getting into some of this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do we want to take? We've got somebody holding, and I imagine he wants to weigh in real quick.
Go ahead. There's one more. Senate Bill 97 that was signed in 08 is jurisdiction, meaning the cities or the counties, can use climate action plan to reduce impacts on individual projects. So whatever the plan is they put together will be all these projects in the future, whatever the project's going to be, building something or whatever, is going to have to come under the climate action plan, whatever is put into place.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's get away in here from line one. Indy Guy, you are live on KCNR 14.
Hey, Gary, you know as well as I do. I mean, you have to agree with me on this, that this is nothing more than a money grab from the
cap and trade.
It's a great big scoop of money from the citizens that breathe. This is exactly what it is. It's charging you for breathing, basically.
Well, indeed, the thing with it is you're right. And the thing with it is, you're seeing why this has become a passion with me. And the more I dig into it, the more I see the ramifications, and the more I think that people need to know what's going on.
It's a scam.
Well, in essence, it is. I mean, we both know. I mean, there's a lot of people that know that this climate change science has come up.
Yeah.
This is junk science. I mean, there's several court decisions
it's
just in the last few weeks.
It's Al Gore becoming a billionaire. That's what it is.
Well, it could well be, but part of the in the transportation sector will be vehicle miles traveled per household per day,
exactly.
And they're basically shooting for 44 miles a day in the urban area and 77 miles a day per household in the rural areas, and they want to put this in place by 2035. And folks,
It all just breaks down to they are charging you for the air that you breathe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And indeed, not to interrupt you, Guy, but if I can go forward, I have quite a bit of information here, and I'm going to get around an answer to what you're talking about.
We got
to
take a break. Okay.
All
I need is the air that I breathe and to love you. And was there anything, Indy? We'll come back to you after the break. All right.
All right.
21 after 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We will be back.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars.
These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
8:25 on KCNR 1460. Yes, this is where the action is, and the climate action plan is our topic. We have a caller on the line, and Indy, we want to move along here and let Gary make his presentation. Do you have any more points you want to make before we roll on here?
I just wanted to state, am I on?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that it seems like what we've come to at this point is it's like the old Beatles song, "If you walk, I'll tax your feet." That's what we've come to.
Mm-hmm.
And
Indy, if I could interrupt you, I would ask, please allow me to go forward. I have a bit of a program here, and you're right in what you're saying, but I want to get this information out so other people realize what we're talking about.
All right, thanks for the call, sir.
All right. And forgive me for that, but there
is... we got a lot of stuff to cover here.
The Climate Action Plan is being brought forward in Shasta County by the Shasta County Air Quality Management District, which falls under the Shasta County Pollution Board, which is the five supervisors.
Is that Mr. Mull's other hat?
That's Mr. Mull's other hat that I've been talking about. That's correct. Now, keep in mind, if the county or any one of the three cities were to pass this climate action plan at the moment, whatever it's going to be, it will be incorporated into their general plan. So that could be the county and the three cities, be general plan, transportation plan, pedestrian plan, bicycle master plan, public transit plan, energy, building and energy ordinances, water and wastewater ordinances, identify area where gaps exist, and verifying findings of jurisdictions. So this is going to go into the general plan. Now, keep in mind the cost effectiveness of this analysis of what they're analyzing to put this plan together is going to be greenhouse gas reduction capacity, the cost and local context. Under that comes technical feasibility. Can we do it? Economic feasibility. Is it going to drive us out of our economy? Political feasibility. Do the elected officials have the will to put this into place on us? And then the bottom line will be the proposed measure. Now, one thing I would like to mention is we have a county south of us called Yolo County that has already put their climate action plan into place, and it's in their general plan. Yolo County has a bit of a problem going on down there. Yolo County used the same consultant as we're using here, AECOM and Farron Purs on the transportation side. down in Yolo County, a gentleman built a commercial building, started, I gather, back in about May of last year, and they finished it towards the end of September. He went to the county to get the final papers, and the county said, well, we've got a problem. And I gather it must have rained down there sometime September, first part of October, and the county sent out their water quality people to check the water coming down their downspouts. This is rainwater hitting their roof and coming down their downspouts. There was too much zinc coming down the downspouts. So the county put together a pilot project to run a horizontal line connecting all of the, horizontal line connecting all their vertical downspouts, rainwater coming down, over to a holding tank. And then they're going to put in a zinc removing system to remove the zinc from the water before they release the water from his property. Once they do this pilot project above ground, then he will put it underground. And this is part of what's coming in on the climate action plan. So what I'm doing is talking about Yolo County because their plan is already in place. It's already there. They're already living under it. So in the process of doing that, then it brings me to a document that Farron Pers gave the County of Shasta back 2 years ago to become County of Shasta's consultant also. And on page 37 of that document, they talk about the Dunnigan area being the area that's going to be the next producible area in Yolo County. And they're talking about matching jobs to housing, ensuring jobs are created concurrently with housing, providing needed services in the community, and promoting walking, biking, and transit. The focus of the policies is to reduce the need for vehicle travel, but is not intended to reduce personal mobility.
What jobs? The only jobs down there are agriculture and the truck stop.
Well, that's it. But see, they're going to build a little community there. It's going to be basically... Let me move forward here to...
Okay, we have to take our bottom of the hour break.
Okay.
But this is freaky stuff.
Well, I'm telling you, this is what's there.
So, and once we're talking about Yolo, we're going to talk about what's happening up here in Shasta County. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Fox News next on Free Fire Radio.
Okay.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Rick Santorum has flown to Puerto Rico to campaign for Sunday's caucus after spending last night in Louisiana watching his primary victories yesterday in Mississippi and Alabama.
We will compete everywhere. The time is now for conservatives to pull together.
Newt Gingrich finished second in both states but is resisting calls to leave the race.
What pressures are going to be? That the Romney people want me to get out? That the Washington establishment wants me to get out? That the lobbyists who've donated to Romney want me to get out? The Wall Street millionaires who've given to Romney want me to get out? I don't care.
Mitt Romney finished third in the South, but first in caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa.
The Romney campaign says he will not take part in the debate scheduled for Monday in Portland, Oregon, so he can spend more time in Illinois.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. The Illinois primary is Tuesday. Romney has extended his overall delegate lead. This is a Fox News alert.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol, thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, where everybody gets a chance to get their words in. And this morning our guest is Gary Cadd. Before we take up with Gary, though, I do need to mention this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. You go down there, you're not going to find Dr. Phil on the TV. You're not going to find pedicures. You're not going to find foo-foo stuff in the hair. What you are going to find is a good, straightforward haircut from some great folks down there. 2463 Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Our guest this morning, Gary Cadd, and the topic, the Climate Action Plan. Gary, please continue.
Yes, it is. Well, going along from the page that we dropped off on when we went to break is the AECOM's presentation to the Shasta County Air Quality Management District to be hired on as a consultant. And another paragraph here concerning and talking about Davis and the Woodland area. The incorporated cities of Davis and Woodland, which are mature, full-service cities, are anticipated to generate 44 miles per day per household by 2035, while the unincorporated areas of the county is estimated to generate 77 miles per day per household by 2035. So it's very definite. You can see that they're looking to get us out of our cars. Now, having said that, I would like to bring something else into our thought process.
You know, that's just not practical for an area like this. So people in Palisadro and outlying areas who happen to have jobs in Reading, they're going to rack up that mileage and then some. So what, are they going to get fined?
It's going to be a cost. It's going to cost more.
That is ludicrous.
Well, sure it is. But see, this whole thing is ludicrous. Anyway, now I'd like to move forward to the Bay Area. And the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, has a group down there called ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments. It's a non-governmental organization, NGO. And basically, they put out a document that they cover 8 counties, 101 cities, and what they're trying is the One Bay Area Plan, one size fits all. From the complete urban to the complete rural, they're trying to put one plan in. They're getting one heck of a pushback down there. There's the people are really standing up and letting their voice be heard. But I'd like to read just a short portion of it here. If driving becomes more expensive, what we just talked about, then we need to have affordable options available. If we want people to choose walking or transit, we need to build our communities at a pedestrian scale. Not a vehicular scale, at a pedestrian scale. This is where they're moving to.
Modules.
then also, that more people become inspired, Bob, catch this now, more people become inspired through their wallets to use their cars less.
And it certainly doesn't hurt that the government gets to add to their coffers without actually having to pass taxes, because these are fees.
These are fees. See, the thing with it is once this plan gets put into place, the Shasta County Air Quality Management District will continue to function and continue to work on lowering greenhouse gases. That your new projects will have to abide by it. We're going to abide by it. I'm waiting when they tell me that I can no longer expel CO2.
Yeah. After we're a little carbon filter, or a little right. filters on our faces.
Right. Yeah. So now there's another thing. There's another NGO, non-governmental organization. The non-governmental organization is when the majority of any government entity is not on this board. In other words, we have no way of getting to them. Mm-hmm. They may have one supervisor from Shasta County, one from Tehama, one from Glenn. You get that drift. There's also the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Water Regional Management Plan that is being put together as we speak. There's six counties working on this project. One of the things that really bothers me the most is where they're getting their grant money is from Proposition 84. When you read Proposition 84, there's 16 different areas that you have to check off to be able to use Proposition 84 money. And one of them is called climate change. So they're working on a water management plan of the Upper Sacramento River that's going to incorporate climate action plan in it. Now, I've been attending the TAC meetings, which are the Technical Action Committee, and this Thursday they're going to have a meeting down in Willows at the City Hall down in Willows at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. We've been going to these meetings. We have been letting our voices be heard, and there's some information that these groups between the TAC committee and the actual board that didn't even know existed, such as SBX 7-7, that's Senate Bill Extraordinary Session 7, Bill Number 7, it's a mouthful. And what it basically says is by 2020, all water supplier, that would be the city of Redding, Bella Vista water supplier, or it could be a rancher out on Oak Run that has a well. That person would be a single supplier to himself, but it's still a water supplier. That means there's going to be meters put on all of the water extraction in the county. And then they're going to reduce the water usage by 20% by 2020. Well, the thing with it is like no, a known entity such as the city of Redding. They can go back and look and see from 1994 to 2004, they can take an average and go 20% below that is what the bill calls for. So in the process of doing that, the rancher out here that has a well, there's no meter on it. How are you going to know what's the starting number to go 20% below it? You're just going to reach up here and pick a number out of cyberspace and drag it down and start using that number?
Seems to work for so many other things.
Well, see, that's right. But see, this integrated water group didn't even know about that till I went to a meeting here a couple of weeks ago and brought it up to them. And they said, oh my gosh, we need to look at it. So this is another issue that needs to be brought up.
Heavy stuff. Our guest this morning, Gary Cadd, 605-4567, you want to weigh in. This is just absolutely mind-boggling, and the thing that frightens me is that we can vote out the politicians, but these boards, they're entrenched, and how in the world do you get rid of them? You're listening to Free Fire Radio. We'll be back. My mind boggles.
More mind-boggling coming up on AM 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips, pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Or, better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
All right, welcome back to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 8:45. If you still haven't set your clock ahead, I still have clocks around the house that I haven't dug out the owner's manual for to figure out how they work, and I think my Jeep still is an hour behind. But, well, if certain folks have their way, I guess my politically incorrect Jeep Wrangler will be walleted off the road because it's not a correct vehicle. Our topic this morning is the Climate Action Plan, but before we get back with our guest, Gary Cadd, I want to remind you this portion of the program brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the only shop in town that can repair what other shops can't, and they won't even tell you what is possible. Crackmaster can fix cracks up to 24 inches and divots in your windshield up to the size of a quarter. They can fix it, make it look like it never happened. Jeff Wurst, a great guy. I would take my windshield to him. They're at 3208 South Market Street in Reading, 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Bob Martin, hit me with the weather here before we get back to our guest.
I'm over here trying to reset the VCR. We're seeing rain likely, mainly after 11 o'clock this morning, continuing tonight, tomorrow, Friday, maybe, all the way through the weekend. Chance of precip is 60% today, 90% tonight, 100% tomorrow. Wind gusts returning tomorrow, as high as 20 miles an hour. And we'll see highs of 53 today. And 56 tomorrow after an overnight low of 46. And right now we have 50 degrees with light rain falling in downtown Reading. Weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Hey, you want to go see Ann Coulter? Check out AnselmoVineyards.com. They can give you all the details on that. You can go to a book signing. You can meet and greet. And you might even be able to sit down to dinner with Ann Coulter. That is coming up, I think, on the 23rd.
You are correct, sir.
All righty. Out there at Anselmo Vineyards, beautiful place, 12 miles out on Highway 44. On your way up to Shingledown, take the Inwood Drive, take Inwood Road, and you'll find yourself very shortly there at Anselmo Vineyards. I was trying to remember the name of the ranch and almost said the wrong one. Anyway, Gary Cadd, back to you. Climate Action Plan. This thing just amazes me. And some people want to connect a few dots here. But as a person who intends on living here in the state of California, in Shasta County, in Redding, I like the lifestyle here. I don't like having nothing but a wall between me and my neighbor. I like a little room to move my elbows around. How's this? And I'm probably going to have a drive into town of maybe 10, 15 miles. But between that and the other things that I do, I'm a business person. My livelihood depends on being able to get around. How's this going to impact me? How's this going to impact anybody who drives for a living? Construction people, repair people. The veterinarian we had on this morning, she doesn't do 77 miles a day, for crying out loud. What's going on here?
Well, basically, with the community that they're talking about, a pedestrian community, everything will be within walking distance. You won't have to drive. This is where it's coming from. I mean, just if you were to buy a lot, under the information that I've got from the climate action from the local climate action plan they're working on, they have a 21-page document. They've backed away from it because we've been talking over and over again and been talking about the issues. That's the reason why I'm bringing up the issues that I'm bringing up. But one of them would be they're going to try to unbundle parking from a lot when you buy a new home. You buy a lot to build a home. Then you'll have to go out and pay extra to have a garage and be able to put a car on that lot.
Wait a minute, Wilbur. Say that again.
That they will unbundle parking from a piece of property. You buy a lot to build a home. They're looking at unbundling the parking privileges to park on that lot. To be able to have a vehicle in that lot, you're going to have to go out and buy a permit to be able to build a garage. In other words, it doesn't come with the building permit, is what they're looking at
doing.
Are
we talking about a private residence?
Private residence, yes, sir.
And if I buy a house,
yes,
they want me then to pay a parking fee to put my car in my garage.
You won't have a garage. You'll have to buy a permit to build your garage. And it will cost you buku bucks to do that. Here's another one you talk about.
Gary,
let's talk about.
Gary, what do you say to people that are listening to this?
You
and
cannot
thinking
make this stuff
this is a
up.
Total
listen.
Disconnect from reality.
No. There's no disconnect.
No,
folks, you need to listen to what
saying
I'm saying.
That, yeah. The average listener, that's going to be their first reaction.
Here's the point. ShastaCoordination.com. It's my website. ShastaCoordination.com. If you go to that website, there's one particular document there that's RCAP, Regional Climate Action Plan Workshop. If you click it, you're going to be looking at the 21-page document that I'm reading this information from. You can look at it yourself. That's what I recommend for you folks to do. I gave a presentation on this last night. It took me an hour and a half with my stuff I have on my computer, and I didn't cover everything. There's another issue right here.
Where are the crowds with the pitchforks and carbon-emitting torches at this time?
Well, because so many people say, Gary, you got to be crazy. This isn't happening. I'm reading from their document.
Gary, I'm not suggesting you're disconnected from reality. I'm suggesting the people who are trying to implement this are. Some kind of a utopian pie-in-the-sky fantasy
that's
land.
That's the reason why I'm here and why I've been a year and a half have been talking about this. Let me bring one more thing up. How about an end-of-trip facility? Carl and Linda are going to have to put in an end-of-trip facility. They're going to have some place.
Isn't that a casket?
No, well, that's, yeah, it might be. But the end-of-trip facility, they will have some place to where you can securely lock your bicycle up when you ride your bicycle to work. They will have a shower or combinations of showers so you can take a shower. Of course, you're all hot and sweaty from riding your bike to work, whether it's raining or not. Then you come in and you have to have a secure locker to lock your clothes up. So you take your bicycle riding gear off, put it in the closet, in the locker, and then shower, put your work clothes on, you go to work. You come back out, you put your bicycle riding, and you go home. It's right here on page 17.
What happens to people who can't, for various and sundry reasons, ride a bicycle?
Then they'll walk or take rapid transit.
Or stuff them in an old people's warehouse somewhere and wait for them to conveniently die. I'm sorry, I'm getting freaked out about this, man.
Well, what you need to do, is you need to go to ShastaCoordination.com, and you can read this article, the document that I'm talking about. You can touch it, read it, look at it, the whole thing, print it off.
Gary, we got one break left, and when we come back, we're going to have to tell people what they can do about this, because this is some crazy, crazy stuff. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Can you believe this? We'll be back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I walk back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 5 minutes now, or actually 4 minutes before the top of the hour, and the time is nearly up, maybe in more ways than one. Can you believe this stuff? Real quick before we get back to our topic, and we're going to talk to Gary about what can we do about this. This month, our friends at Nathan's Anthem's giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. One lucky veteran will be able to win this thing. Come on downtown, 1358 Market Street, corner of Market and Tehama. Mention the ad, get 20% off a tat until the end of the month. That's Nathan's Anthem's right here. They are a proud sponsor, one of our newest sponsors here on KCNR. Now back to our guests. We're just really crowding the clock here, but Gary, I know you've got a lot of material left. Where do we go from? I mean, there's people wanting to get the guns out. That's probably not a good solution right this moment. What can we do to let our voices be heard, for crying out loud?
What you can do right now is, please, I don't make any money off of going to my website, ShastaCoordination.com. If you look at the file, CRAP Workshop 511. Then you'll be looking at a 21-page document, which is their document, and it seems as though the air quality people are starting to back away from it because I've been making so much mention to this in the public. But this is on their document. So if it's in their document, it's in their thought process. If it's in their thought process, it could be coming our way. The thing with it is, no screaming, no yelling. What needs to be done is folks need to be educated. They need to understand what's going on. And then in the very near future, to a government room next to you is going to be a meeting. And it's time for the people. I used to stand up and scream and shout. I don't do that anymore. I try to be focused, and I try to put exactly what I want to say to these folks about what it is that we want and where we want to go, because this is our government. This is our Shasta County Air Quality Management District. It's ours. The Board of Supervisors may be the board over it, but it's ours. It belongs to us. This government is ours. Now, one other thing I'd like to mention real quickly, if I can, if I got 2 minutes. On page 6 of this document, they're talking about solar hot water heaters. And it says that they could adopt an ordinance. An ordinance is a law. Adopt an ordinance to require solar hot water heaters in all new residential and commercial construction. That's number 5. Then down number 6, the next one down, says adopt an ordinance to require solar hot water heaters in existing homes at point of sale. This is when you would sell your home, you'd have to put it in. I don't have time to go through all this information. Like I said, I made a presentation last night, an hour and a half, and I didn't get through everything. So the thing with it is, folks, please, ShastaCoordination.com, and it's RCAP workshop. Look at it, read it. Go through and just read it. There's a lot of things that are highlighted, but you can go through and you can see what's on the table. I'm not bringing this forward. I'm not bringing this forward to you, but this isn't my information. This is their information.
Well, Gary Cadd, simply amazing topic. And there's so much here that Carl's going to have you back on. I hope that listeners this morning were able to put up with us. Your guest host this morning, Carl and Linda, should be back tomorrow. We certainly hope so, because I'm not sure if I can pull this rabbit out 2 days in a row. But thank you very, very much for listening. And Bob Martin, thank you very much for your hard work in keeping the phones organized and the music and all that, and a little bit of chiming in there.
And thank you for yours, Bad Bob. It's been fun. We missed the bots. Hopefully, they'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, tomorrow I was off by a day. Barbara Harrison and County Supervisor Leonard Modi. And as Carl says, just remember, good guys versus bad guys, which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. Stay tuned. Another Wells Fargo Market Minute coming up, and then it's...